to the 70th episode of Mutton Me the Music. I am your host, Øystein Berge, and I'm here to bring you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. This time first with Orange Rabbit, with the song Hazy, and now we're gonna play Cartoons Tunes by... we're gonna play Void's Symphony by Cartoons Tunes. And this is a special lo-fi edition, volume 7. So I hope you have a good time, and we're gonna listen to some good music. Let's go! Everyone had a good Christmas holiday, and I want to wish everyone a happy New Year's. We're almost getting there, only a few days. We also already have some live boosts coming in. Billy Bones is coming in with 333 sets for the song... for the song Christmas Time Is Here, but that was for the previous edition. Still, that's strange, but he writes punch that time clock in the face, and then he comes in with another 333 sets, and he writes that last boost was meant for here, punch that time clock in the face. Now I understand Billy Bones. That's good. 666 sets total. Thank you, Billy Bones. And this is X-Space by Cosmic Ray. X-Space by Cosmic Ray. And now we're gonna play Montreal by Hey Citizen. We have another live boost coming in for today. Pfeiffer is coming in with 420 sats, 420. And he writes, "Hey Citizen plus plus." And that went straight to Hey Citizen. Thank you, Pfeiffer. Now we're gonna play Tony Caravan with Bigger Than That.
Charge us for everything else. this act when they're kicking us down to the ground. How are we supposed to live?
Having a little bit of technical difficulties in the IRC chat today. The relay doesn't work, so we can't see the track title and artist name in the IRC chat. But I promise you, if you use Curiocaster or Podcast Guru, you will be sure that you can boost live to the different songs that we are playing. This was Tony Caravan with Bigger Than That. Now we're gonna play Billy V with Bitconomics.
One allows deflation, and all prices fall relative to money, and one doesn't. The one that doesn't has to centralize, because otherwise it would fail.
Thank you.
investing in Bitcoin, you're investing in the new internet. And that means all the value on top of the new internet.
And Cotton Gin have fixed the relay, so now it's everything is working smooth. Smooth as a baby's bottom. This is Falcon T-shirt with credit debit spread. Falcon T-shirt with credit debit spread. Now we're gonna play Bosef with Rain Circle from the album Bo-Fi Volume 2, and we have another live boost coming in. Sandy Meyer coming in with 333 sats from Fountain, and he writes Greece from Switzerland, love the lo-fi. Thank you, Sandy Meyer. This is Bosef.
Meeting music.
I see I have a new name in the chat room. People are sending karma to Boostein Børge. And as we say in Norway, a loved child has many names, so I'll take that as a compliment. Next, we're gonna play The Wild Hustle with this, the deserving prize. Calling me Soystein in the chat room. That's a bit taking it a bit far, Pfeiffer. I don't know if I like that, but I let it slip for this time. Now we're gonna play Tom Ramirez with track 5, and this is deleted from Wavelake. I'm not really sure why he did that, but I'm gonna play it anyway. So this is a bootleg that doesn't exist in the Valueverse anymore. But you're still gonna get it here on Mutton Me the Music, because I downloaded it before he got the chance to delete it. Tom Ramirez with track 5. By the way, you can't live boost this song because it doesn't exist anymore. We'll be right back. Tom Ramirez with track 5. And now we're gonna take a break. I'm still hearing music, but I don't know why. Doesn't matter. We're gonna take a break. And do some donations, some credit of the producers from the previous edition of Mutt & Me The Music. I still have no idea why I still hear music in my ears, but that doesn't matter. Anyways, we're going... what is happening? Yeah, yeah. Alright, we're gonna do some donations. First of all, we have a PayPal donation. We have a new monthly subscriber on PayPal. The first one, actually, and that is from Eline and Øyvind Berge. And they are coming in with 100 euros with a monthly subscription on PayPal. And if you can recognize the last names of those two, they are actually my mom and dad. So I am very happy to have Eline and Øyvind as my first monthly subscriber on PayPal. So thank you very much, mom and pop. That's really, really appreciated. And I hope that more people can get inspired by them, because I really kind of need some more financial support to get this going. As you understand, I have quit my day job. I'm not gonna weld a single meter anymore. And then I really need some support from you so I can bring this further into the future and grow this show even more. Thank you, Eline and Øyvind. Next one up, we have another Buy Me a Coffee donation coming in from The Truth Addict. He comes in with 5 coffees, and that's a total of $25. And he writes, wanted to throw some value your way and say Merry Christmas and a happy late birthday. Haven't been able to boost since my Fountain account got nuked and a job loss, but I'm back, still loving the show. Keep it up, brother. Thank you very much, The Truth Addict. If I'm not wrong, that's Joel W. coming in with $25 with a Buy Me a Coffee donation. And thank you very much, The Truth Addict. I really, really appreciate it, and you are the first Buy Me a Coffee donation that I am getting for this show. So thank you very much, and congratulations for being the first. Next one, we have Billy Bones coming in from Fountain. He comes in with a 333 sats live boost to the show. And he writes, Merry Christmas, Øystein. Make sure to leave a loaded bowl out for Santa to keep his munchies up. To tell you the truth, Billy Bones, I was back home in Norway to visit my family in the Christmas holiday. So I didn't have a chance to even smoke a bowl in the Christmas time. So Santa had to do without any munchies this year, at least from me. Then he comes in with another 58 sats times 59 minutes stream. And that went to all the artists for the previous edition for the Christmas special. And that was a total of 3,422 sats and a grand total of 3,755 sats. So thank you very much, Billy Bones. Very appreciated. You're always coming in with a big, big Satoshi donation, and I'm really happy for it. And I hope that maybe more people can get inspired by you, because you are giving Satoshis to every single artist on every single edition of this show. So thank you, Billy Bones. You are very, very important. Chad, don't forget to listen to his podcast, A Walk Through the Mind, on the No Agenda stream. Next one up, we have Chad F. coming in from Podverse. He comes in with 81 sats stream to the show, and then another 17 sats to A Moonlight Sonata by Leaving the Herd. And that's a total of 98 sats. And next one up, we have Cotton Gin coming in from The Split Kit. And he comes in with 33 sats live boost to Christmas Medley by Circle the Earth. And he writes, you do this better than my Mariah Carey. And I think I can agree on that, Cotton Gin. Thank you very much. Very appreciated. Next one up, we have Catherine coming in from Fountain. She comes in for the 68th edition. And she comes in with 500 sat boostagram to the show. And she writes, thank you for playing my song. And that was the song... I can't remember that right now, but at least that was the song from Catherine. I can't remember the song title, but if you listen to the 68th edition, you will find it there. So thank you very much, Catherine. Next one, we have Anonymous coming in from Curiocaster. And that's, to tell you the blunt truth, that's actually me doing some test boosting. And that was a 333 sat boostagram. And I have written Merry Christmas. And then we are done with the donations for today. We are, let's see what is happening to in the chat room. Pfeiffer is saying, oh, I guess that was for my mom and dad donation. Oh, yes, very, very sweet, Pfeiffer. When are you coming in with a 100 euro monthly subscription? I'm still waiting for you, Pfeiffer. Kiwi Bones is writing, my mom doesn't listen to my podcast. Maybe you should ask her, Kiwi Bones. Maybe she doesn't even know you're making a podcast. I don't know, but maybe. And then Kiwi Bones is writing, thank you for the plug. You keep up the great work. I keep streaming the sets. Thank you, Kiwi Bones. And that is, of course, Billy Bones. He's using another name in the chat room. I hope I didn't blew your cover, Kiwi Bones, because I like to mention that who's who. So thank you, Billy Bones, Kiwi Bones. Next up, I'm going to do a little bit of story time. I have a story for you today. I want to tell you this because it's kind of a fun story. It's almost New Year's Eve, and I just want to tell you about a New Year's Eve that I had back in Norway, I think about 25 years ago. I was about 15 years old. I had my first Home Alone party at New Year's Eve. And I invited a lot of friends and a lot of people I thought were my friends. And the party ended in a bit of a disaster. I'm not going to mention any names, but it was two friends, so-called friends, that decided to... start robbing my dad's wine cellar, and they tried to get away in their car loaded up with my dad's wine. But what happened is they were so drunk that they they rode out of the road just a couple of meters from our house, and I was a retard and a coward because I didn't punch them in the fucking face and tell them to get the fuck out. I covered in my room, and I just want to say that if I had another chance, Dad, I would really kick their asses instead of covering in my room. So I just want to tell that story because it's kind of fun, and it's a little bit for me to settle the past, and it's a damn good time to do it. Now we're at New Year's Eve, and I just want to tell my dad in Norwegian, Fattern, hvis de hadde gjort det på nytt, det som skjedde nyttårsaften for lenge siden når jeg hadde min fest, og ja, JND stjerte vinen din, så hadde jeg slått deg midt i trynet og sendt deg til helvete vekk. So that's just what I wanted to say for today. And Eric PP saying what he said. Yes. So that's my story time for today. And I'm not gonna blame anything else but my own stupidness. But of course, I was drunk and stoned at the time, so that didn't make anything better, of course. And I just kind of have to learn by my own mistakes, and I hope maybe you can also learn from it and get inspired from it as well. So that was my story for today. Now we're gonna spend the rest of the time playing some more music. And I have no idea why I'm still hearing background music in my headphones. I don't know if you are also hearing it. At least we're gonna play some more music. This is John Peterson with Honeybee. Thank you. Peterson with Honeybee. And we're gonna play another one from Hey Citizen because I just can't get enough. This is It's Christmas Time Again, lo-fi version. Because it's still a little bit of Christmas left. I want to thank everyone for listening in to this special lo-fi edition of Mutt & Me The Music, Volume 7, the 70th edition, and I will of course be back next week with a regular edition of Mutt & Me The Music and break ground with that V4V sound and give you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. This was Hey Citizen with It's Christmas Time Again. Now we're gonna play Jordi Porcel with Satoshin Hus featuring Tamirs and Friedrich Hayek. See you next week!
Me sinto tão livre com meu Satoshin. As 24 palavras que eu tenho. É complicado também. Não é muito fácil lembrar, mas subitamente compreendo a responsabilidade. Me saltozinho, as 24 palavras que eu tenho, meu coração. É complicado também, não é muito fácil lembrar, mas subitamente compreendo a responsabilidade. Subitamente compreendo a responsabilidade.
Depois de 200 ou 300 anos de moedas, todos os governos puseram as mãos à obra e impediram qualquer desenvolvimento posterior. Não lhes foi permitido fazer experiências com ela. O dinheiro não foi melhorado. O dinheiro foi se tornando pior ao longo do tempo. Isso é o que estou agora a defender, que eu chamo de desnacionalização do dinheiro. Não acredito que voltemos a ter uma boa moeda antes de a tirarmos das mãos do governo. Tudo o que podemos fazer é comprar um pouco de astúcia à nossa volta.
Eu sou total livre com o Estado. As 24 palavras que eu tenho, meu coração. Fácil lembrar, mas subitamente compreendo a responsabilidade. Mas subitamente compreendo a responsabilidade.
Like Øystein Berget, that guy's flying without a net. I mean, he's flying without a wingsuit. He's flying. He's just flapping his arms. He comes on. He just goes, man. He just goes. It's fantastic. I love it.
I love that too.